W252 DR Oshkosh and WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green.
ABC News, I'm Jay O'Brien. Police in Florida say 8 people were shot at a Martin Luther King Day event in Fort Pierce, Florida. Police say a disagreement between 2 parties led to the gunfire. New questions about Elon Musk's financial empire. Jury selection begins today in a class action lawsuit on behalf of Tesla shareholders. ABC News tech correspondent Max Zahn says it involves a 2018 tweet in which
Elon Musk said that he wanted to take Tesla private and that he'd secured funding at a really nice price, like $420 a share, which would have come out to about a $70 billion deal to take that company private. And it took the stock soaring. And now we have shareholders who've come out and said, well, where'd that deal go? The deal never happened. We saw stock volatility as a result of that announcement. And then in the ensuing weeks and months, it never coming to fruition.
For the first time in decades, China's population is shrinking. This is ABC News. Questions today about the death of an American in Mexico.
He's being remembered as a devoted husband and a terrific person. Orange County Public Defender Elliot Blair went to a Mexican resort with his wife to celebrate their first wedding anniversary. He died on Saturday. It was believed he somehow fell from a 4th floor of the resort in Rosarito, but now a Mexican law enforcement official telling ABC News there is a specific injury to his forehead that was not from a fall. An autopsy and DNA tests are being done. His family now has a GoFundMe running to transport his body back to the U.S. and to investigate. They say Mexican police aren't giving them much information. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Just 2 days to go before the federal government crashes into the debt ceiling, and so far, no movement in Congress to raise it. And sitting on the launch pad right now at Cape Canaveral, a rocket built using 3D printers. A company called Relativity Space put together the 110-foot rocket. They're hoping to test launch it later this month. Jay O'Brien, ABC News.
This is Civic Media for the Fox Valley.
You're listening to a Civic Media radio station. To learn more, go to our website, civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media, I'm Terry Bell with this news. Wisconsin Republicans want to put welfare on April ballot statewide. The Senate takes up the advisory referendum bill today. The proposed question would ask if able-bodied childless adults should have to look for work in order to get public benefits. It hardly matters since jobless Wisconsinites already have to look for work to get food stamps and unemployment. The move is seen as a way to drive voter turnout for conservatives running for state Supreme Court. Dozens of people are pressing state lawmakers to keep the UW-Platteville campus in Richland Center open. State Senator Howard Markline tells Civic Media he wants to keep the campus open, but says the university's president didn't ask him. The Richland campus is set to close at the end of the spring semester. In sports, the Bucks host Toronto tonight. You're listening to Civic Media Fox Valley.
It's a new year, and because we're excited about our new and still growing Civic Media network of radio stations, it's time to do something really big. How does a $1 million advertising giveaway sound to you? Our celebration is your chance to work with Civic Media's amazing sales team, creating a radio advertising campaign promoting your business for free. Save the date. The $1 million advertising giveaway is only happening on Thursday, January 26th. Full details on our website, civicmedia.us/million.
Are you dreading going into work every day? Do you want a career where you can earn more and feel appreciated? If you answered yes, then Sigma Castings, a division of Sigma Engineered Solutions in Marquesan and Jackson, is your answer. They are more than a company. They are a family of dedicated experts that span the continents. Here are a few ways they make you feel appreciated. Entry-level pay is $18 an hour with regular performance reviews. After 90 days, you get 80 hours of vacation plus 11 paid holidays. They will give you a $2,000 sign-on, stay-on bonus. They offer a robust benefit package with low premiums and great coverage, and their 401k will blow you away. Now hiring first shift, Monday through Friday, 5 a.m. till 2 p.m. Start your new career today at Sigma Castings in Marquesan and Jackson. Find them on Indeed or call 920-260-8560 and wake up happy to go to work.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up right now for your crew to tase at 844-967-2789.
I thought they were Crudy Takes.
Crudy's Takes. See, man, it all comes back around to Sports Talk Live.
Something like that.
My wife wants some vegetables for crudité.
You know what I mean?
Listen Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m. for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Douglas LaFollette, welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Good to be here, Mike. Across the country, in most every state, the Secretary of State is the person who is in charge of the election. And we've seen lots of hanky-panky in Florida back during the Al Gore elections, in Ohio and Georgia and Arizona and Michigan.
We appreciate you coming around, sir.
Check out the entire podcast library at darnwi.com.
Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us.
The Earl Ingram Show is an independent product and has a joint sales agreement with Civic Media. Enjoy.
Hold on. Say what you just said, but louder.
What?
Just say it one more time. I just want to be sure.
I just need you to speak up a little bit. You know what I mean? Just a little bit. Because I just want to be clear.
Because you talk a good game with your indoor voice, and it don't mean a lot to me. Just letting you know you trying to steal your show.
Wait.
Do what you just did again now.
Wow.
I saw you throw that stone.
As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. That's a great tune, Connor. $1 million advertising giveaway. We're excited about our new and still growing Civic Media network of radio stations, and we're doing something big to celebrate. How does $1 million advertising giveaway sound to you? Save the date. Thursday, January 26th, you'll be able to fill out an application for a piece of our giveaway and your chance to work with Civic Media sales team to create radio advertising campaign promoting your business across our networks for free. The $1 million advertising giveaway starts at 9 a.m. only on Thursday, January 26th. Find Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and be part of the conversation happening there. Some rules apply. For details on our website, civicmedia.us/million. And be sure to let everyone know you heard about it, the $1 million advertising giveaway on the Earl Ingram Show. Now, yesterday was Dr. King Day. And, and so for a moment, America takes a time to remember Dr. King. And I always say to people, as somebody who lived during Dr. King's lifespan, and have in ways attempted to emulate him in my life, in his way of service, it is always frustrating to me that this one day people take the Dr. King memorabilia out of their closets. You know what I mean? Over, just like when they just put all the Christmas stuff back in the closet and it'll come back out in December. Well, that's what they do with Dr. King. They bring him out, they trot him out, and they talk about how great a man Dr. King was. And then the next day, less than 24 hours later, Dr. King is back on the shelves and we don't talk about him anymore. Never made sense to me because people don't know who he was. And the only thing they know about Dr. King is I Have a Dream. Dr. King was much more than I Have a Dream. Let me do this. Yesterday, the extremist lawmaker quoted Martin Luther King Jr., Lauren Boebert. She is the lunatic from Colorado who looks to make mockery of everything. And yesterday she tried to show, you know, her political correctness, like many others who weren't around when Dr. King was alive, but also many who were, who really did not care about Dr. King when he was alive. Let's not forget, we've made Dr. King who he is now, but while he was alive, he was spit upon by people in this nation, many people in this nation, and showed no respect. So now that there's one day out of the year, we try to show, you know, our Christian side, and then we talk about, you know, this great man who said, don't judge a person by the color of their skin, judge a person by the content of their character. The people who want to keep quoting that don't know Dr. King, didn't know him. So anyway, this is what Lauren Boebert said on Monday. She joined a long list of Republicans whose attempts to honor Martin Luther King have gone awry. Boebert marked Martin Luther King Day by quoting the late civil rights leader on Twitter. She wrote, "The ultimate measure of a man is not where he stands in moments of comfort and convenience, but where he stands at times of challenge and controversy. On this day, we remember his incredible legacy and contributions to this great nation," Boebert added. So I would say this to Lauren Boebert's of the world, the Lauren Boebert's of the world, and those who, you know, want to talk about the legacy of Dr. King and what it meant. And I want to respond to them with this, Dr. King's three evils of the society. I think one of his greatest speeches of all times, and he had plenty. So, Connie, if you please.
Mr. Chairman, friends and brothers in this first gathering of the National Conference on New Politics, ladies and gentlemen, can you hear me in the back? I don't know if the Klan is in here tonight or not with all the trouble we're having with these microphones. And seldom, if ever, we're still working with it. As I was about to say, seldom, if ever, has such a diverse and a truly ecumenical gathering convened under the aegis of politics in our nation. And I want to commend the leadership of the National Conference on New Politics for all of the great work that they have done in making this significant convention possible. Indeed, by our very nature, we affirm that something new is taking place on the American political horizon. We have come here from the dusty plantations of the Deep South and the depressing ghettos of the North. We have come from the great universities and the flourishing suburbs. We have come from Appalachian poverty and from conscience-stricken wealth. But we have come. And we have come here because we shared a common concern for the moral health of our nation. We have come because our eyes have seen through the superficial glory and glitter of our society and observed the coming of judgment. Like the prophet of old, we have read the handwriting on the wall. We have seen our nation weighed in the balance of history and found wanting. We have come because we see this as a dark hour in the affairs of men. For most of us, this is a new mood. We are traditionally the idealists. We are the marchers from Mississippi and Selma and Washington who staked our lives on the American dream during the first half of this decade. Many assembled here campaigned assiduously for Lyndon Johnson in 1964 because we could not stand idly by and watch our nation contaminated by the 18th century policies of Goldwaterism. We were the hardcore activists who were willing to believe that Southerners could be reconstructed in the constitutional image. We were the dreamers of a dream. That dark yesterdays of man's inhumanity to man would soon be transformed into bright tomorrows of justice. Now it is hard to escape the disillusionment of betrayal. Our hopes have been blasted and our dreams have been shattered. The promise of a great society was shipwrecked off the coast of Asia on the dreadful peninsula of Vietnam. The poor black and white, are still perishing on a lonely island of poverty in the midst of a vast ocean of material prosperity. What happens to a dream deferred? It leads to bewildering frustration and corroding bitterness. I came to see this in a personal experience here in Chicago last summer. And all the speaking that I have done in the United States before varied audiences, including some hostile whites, the only time that I have ever been booed was one night in our regular weekly mass meeting by some angry young men of our movement. I went home that night with an ugly feeling. Selfishly, I thought of my sufferings and sacrifices over the last 12 years. Why would they boo one so close to them? But as I lay awake thinking, I finally came to myself. And I could not for the life of me have less in patience and understanding for those young men. For 12 years, I and others like me had held out radiant promises of progress. I had preached to them about my dream.
Right. We got to go to a break. Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King, 1967, and to me, his greatest speech, The Three Evils of the Society. We'll be right back.
So here we are yet again having another...
The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
When we got back from the Working Class Heroes radio tour, one of the things that people asked is, what'd you learn? As you're going through rural America, what'd you find? Found angry people, and angry for cause. But the sad reality is they've been fed decades of outrage candy, and they're angry at the wrong people. They're angry at their neighbors. They're not angry at the very wealthy where they should be. Be sure to tune in live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. across the Civic Media Radio Network, and have your voice heard.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. I was reminded of Gina Beauclair.
Well, welcome back,
mad. I really miss him. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
What's your mind to Andrew of Detroit?
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
You care for the house, the kids, and our future. Ashiro's day is never done, so let's start saving a little more now. Get free tips to help boost your retirement savings. Visit AshiroRetirement.org.
Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite local radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app, and we invite you to get social with us by following our network's Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook pages. Want even more? CivicMedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast. Chance for isolated rain showers this afternoon, otherwise overcast. High of 39, winds out of the west, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected tonight. Chance for scattered showers. Lows dip down to about 29. Tomorrow, highs level off around 35. 4 to 8 inches of snow tomorrow night through Thursday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS. Right now, 36.
This is Civic Media for the Fox Valley.
Two to 4 inches of snow tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 36 degrees.
The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK, 540 AM, Waukesha's only news talk station.
Kind of guy that would say, hey baby, let's get away, let's go someplace, huh, where I don't care. He's the kind of guy that should give you everything and trust
all right,
your heart.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. Texas, that same number. If you're just joining us, I'm talking about the fact that yesterday was the Dr. King holiday, and you won't hear Dr. King's name mentioned again until next January 16th. And I maintain that Dr. King was more than that. And as a man who has admired him and followed him and tried to emulate him in his sacrifices for others, I will never allow him to be reduced to, you know, one day. And so I wanted to certainly, after listening to many who did not respect Dr. King, many who have not followed Dr. King's teachings, who yesterday trotted out the old "I Have a Dream" speech, judge everybody by the content of their character, not the color of their skin. They did not know who Dr. King was. And so, as I stated earlier, I'm playing one of what I think is his greatest speeches ever. The Three Evils of the Society from 1967. Connor, if you please.
Now, I had urged them to have faith in America and in white society. Their hopes had soared. They were now booing me because they felt that we were unable to deliver on our promises. They were booing because we had urged them to have faith in people who had too often proved to be unfaithful. They were now hostile because they were watching the dream that they had so readily accepted turn into a frustrating nightmare. This situation is all the more ominous in view of the rising expectations of men the world over. The deep rumblings that we hear today, the rumbling of discontent, is the thunder of disinherited masses rising from dungeons of oppression to the bright hills of freedom. All over the world, like a fever, freedom is spreading in the widest liberation movement in history. The great masses of people are determined to end the exploitation of their races and lands. And in one majestic chorus, they are singing in the words of our freedom song, "Ain't gonna let nobody turn us around." And so the collision course is set. The people cry for freedom, and the Congress attempts to legislate repression. Millions, yes, billions, are appropriated for mass murder. But the most meager pittance of foreign aid for international development is crushed in the surge of reaction. Unemployment rages at a major depression level in the black ghettos, but the bipartisan response is an anti-riot bill rather than a serious poverty program. The modest proposals for model cities, rent supplement, and rat control, pitiful as they were to begin with, get caught in the maze of congressional inaction. And I submit to you tonight that a Congress that proves to be more anti-Negro than anti-rat needs to be dismissed. It seems that our legislative assemblies have adopted Nero as their patron saint and are bent on fiddling while our cities burn. Even when the people persist and in the face of great obstacles develop indigenous leadership and self-help approaches to their problems, and finally tread the forest of bureaucracy to obtain existing government funds, the corrupt political order right. seeks
we, to... We've got to go to a break. When we come back, we'll continue the conversation. Three Evils of the Society, 1967, Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King. We'll be back.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed.
ABC News, I'm Jay O'Brien. Police in Florida say eight people were shot at a Martin Luther King Day event in Fort Pierce, Florida. Police say a disagreement between two parties led to the gunfire. New questions about Elon Musk's financial empire. Jury selection begins today in a class action lawsuit on behalf of Tesla shareholders. ABC News tech correspondent Max Zahn says it involves a 2018 tweet in which
Elon Musk said that he wanted to take Tesla private and that he'd secured funding at a really nice price, like $420 a share, which would have come out to about a $70 billion deal to take that company private. And it took the stock soaring. And now we have shareholders who've come out and said, well, where'd that deal go? The deal never happened. We saw stock volatility as a result of that announcement. And then in the ensuing weeks and months, it never coming to fruition.
For the first time in decades, China's population is shrinking. This is ABC News.
This is Civic Media for the Fox Valley.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Matner with your headlines. A grassroots group wants a pledge that no abortions in Milwaukee will be prosecuted. Reproductive Justice Action is demanding DA John Chisholm sign a pledge ensuring the safety of residents and healthcare providers in his district. They're holding a press conference and rally tomorrow outside the Milwaukee County Safety Building. They're also asking Chisholm to work with Attorney General Josh Call to repeal Wisconsin's 1849 abortion ban, which went into effect last summer after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. Promising news if you drink water in Wausau. A new water treatment plant in the city is successfully removing PFAS from the city's drinking water. The plant came online last month with a filtration system that pulls the forever chemicals out of the water. Long-term exposure to PFAS has been linked to an increased risk of some cancers. You're listening to Civic Media in the Fox Valley.
You wanted information as election results rolled in, and the Civic Media Network of radio stations delivered it live.
I was so impressed with your coverage, and I listened to you guys, and I got all the coverage. It was amazing.
Civic Media, the only network with news reporters and show hosts stationed across Wisconsin, sharing political insight not found anywhere else. Elections or anytime, we are here for you, your local Civic Media radio stations, and streaming on the Civic Media app.
I wanted to know why some people who get COVID-19 get it so bad. I found out it may be because they have a high risk factor, such as heart disease, diabetes, being overweight, smoking, and asthma. Even if symptoms feel mild, these factors can increase your risk of COVID-19 turning severe. So if you're at high risk and test positive, there are things you can do, like asking your healthcare provider if an authorized oral treatment is right for you. Learn about an option at treatcovid19.com. This message is sponsored by Pfizer.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
We stand on the shoulders of women who came before us.
Women who fought for their own financial futures.
And now it's our turn.
Join us. Visit WeSaySaveIt.org and take control of your financial future by saving for retirement.
A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
At 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. I am playing, I think, the greatest speech of Dr. King's life. And that's saying a lot because he had some great ones. But this Three Evils of the Society are as relevant today as they were back in 1967. Connor, go ahead.
And Mississippi is the most publicized example, but it is a story repeated many times across our nation. Our own experience here in Chicago is especially painfully present. After an enthusiastic approval by HEW's Department of Adult Education, SCLC began an adult literacy project to aid 1,000 young men and women who have been pushed out of overcrowded ghetto schools in obtaining basically literacy skills prerequisite to receiving jobs. We had an agreement with A&P stores for 750 jobs through SCLC's job program, Operation Breadbasket, and had recruited over 500 pupils the first week. At that point, Congressman Kuczynski and the Daily Machine intervened and demanded that Washington cut off our funds or channel them through the machine control poverty program in Chicago. Now we have no problem with administrative supervision, but we do have a desire to be independent of machine control and the Democratic Party patronage network. For this desire for a politically independent approach to the needs of our brothers, our funds are being stopped as of September 15th, and a very meaningful program discontinued. Yes, the hour is dark. Evil comes forth in the guise of good. It is a time of double talk, when men in high places have a high blood pressure of deceptive rhetoric and an anemia of concrete performance. We cry out against welfare handouts to the poor, but generously approve an oil depletion allowance to make the rich richer. Six Mississippi plantations receive more than $1 million a year not to plant cotton, but no provision is made to feed the tenant farmer who is put out of work by the government subsidy. Crowning achievement in hypocrisy must go to those staunch Republicans and Democrats of the Midwest and West who were given land by our government when they came here as immigrants from Europe. They were given education through the land grant colleges. They were provided with agricultural agents to keep them abreast of farming trends. They were granted low interest loans to aid in the mechanization of their farms. And now that they have succeeded in becoming successful, they are paid not to farm. And these are the same people who now say to black people whose ancestors were brought to this country in chains and who were emancipated in 1863 without being given land to cultivate or bread to eat, that they must pull themselves up by their own bootstraps. What they truly advocate is socialism for the rich and capitalism for the poor. I wish that I could say that this is just a passing phase in the cycle of our nation's life. certainly times of war, times of reaction throughout the society. But I suspect that we are now experiencing the coming to the surface of a triple-pronged sickness that has been lurking within our body politic from its very beginning. That is the sickness of racism, excessive materialism, and militarism. Not only is this our nation's dilemma, it is the plague of Western civilization. As early as 1906, W.E.B. Du Bois prophesied that the problem of the 20th century will be the problem of the color line. Now, as we stand two-thirds into this crucial period of history, we know full well that racism is still that hound of hell which dogs the tracks of our civilization. Ever since the birth of our nation, white America has had a schizophrenic personality on the question of race. She has been torn between selves, a self in which she proudly professed the great principles of democracy, and a self in which she madly practiced the antithesis of democracy. This tragic duality has produced a strange indecisiveness and ambivalence toward the Negro, causing America to take a step backward simultaneously with every step forward on the question of racial justice. To be at once attracted to the Negro and repelled by him, to love and to hate him. There has never been a solid, unified, and determined thrust to make justice a reality for Afro-Americans. The step backward has a new name today. It is called the white backlash. But the white backlash is nothing new. It is the surfacing of old prejudices, hostilities, and ambivalences that have always been there. It was caused neither by the cry of black power, nor by the unfortunate recent wave of riots in our cities. The white backlash of today is rooted in the same problem that has characterized America ever since the black man landed in chains on the shores of this nation. This does not imply that all white Americans are racist. Far from it. Many white people have, through a deep moral compulsion, fought long and hard for racial justice. Nor does it mean that America has made no progress in her attempt to cure the body politic of the disease of racism, or that the dogma of racism has not been considerably modified in recent years. However, for the good of America, it is necessary to refute the idea that the dominant ideology in our country, even today, is freedom and equality, while racism is just an occasional departure from the norm on the part of a few bigoted extremists. Racism can well be that corrosive evil that will bring down the curtain on Western civilization. Arnold Toynbee has said that some 26 civilizations have risen upon the face of the earth. Almost all of them have descended into the junk heaps of destruction. The decline and fall of these civilizations, according to Toynbee, was not caused by external invasions, but by internal decay. They failed to respond creatively to the challenges impinging upon them. If America does not respond creatively to the challenge to banish racism, some future historian will have to say that a great civilization died because it lacked the soul and commitment to make justice a reality for all men. The second aspect of our afflicted society is extreme materialism. An Asian writer has portrayed our dilemma in candid terms. He says, "You call your 1,000 material devices labor-saving machinery, yet you are forever busy. With the multiplying of your machinery, you grow increasingly fatigued, anxious, nervous, dissatisfied. Whatever you have, you want more. And wherever you are, you want to go somewhere else. Your devices are neither time-saving nor soul-saving machinery. There are so many sharp spurs which urge you on to invent more machinery and to do more business. This tells us something about our civilization that cannot be cast aside as a prejudiced charge by an Eastern thinker who is jealous of Western prosperity. We cannot escape the indictment. This does not mean that we must turn back the clock of scientific progress. No one can overlook the wonders that science has wrought for our lives. The automobile will not abdicate in favor of the horse and buggy, or the train in favor of the stagecoach, or the tractor in favor of the hand plow, or the scientific method in favor of ignorance and superstition. But our moral lag must be redeemed. When scientific power outruns moral power, we end up with guided missiles and misguided men. When we foolishly maximize the minimum and minimize...
Again, if you're just joining us, this is the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King in what I say is his greatest speech ever. It's the three evils of the society. And if you close your eyes and imagine what he's talking about, it's today. It's not, 60 years ago. When this speech was, when he gave this speech almost 60 years ago, it's the same today. And so when I hear people talk about Dr. King as if they knew who he was and what he stood for, I can't help but to bring out the truth about who this man was. And what he had to say to attempt to make America stand up for what America has always said it was. And so even in the face of all of those things, as we listen to people today who don't want this to be taught, people who praise Dr. King on yesterday, Connor, people who went to Dr. King events,
Thank you for listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Now join us anytime by finding and following our Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram pages. You'll also find social media links for your favorite shows and hosts on our website, civicmedia.us.
The Devil's Advocates.
Today, I made a mental note. It was 1:09 Central Time when I found out Ron Johnson was a conspirator in a coup, a traitor to the Constitution, and Ron's been something of an apologist. You know, they seem real friendly. Well, maybe to you, Ron, because you were on the inside of the coup, and I've never made that accusation prior to today. So let's play it for the people.
This staffer stated that Senator Johnson wished to hand-deliver the fake electors' votes from Michigan and Wisconsin.
Follow the Devil's Advocates on Facebook and Twitter.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. What's in your mind, Gene of Eau Claire?
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
What's in your mind, Andrew of Detroit?
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
Courage. I learned it from my adoptive mom.
Hold my hand?
You hold my hand!
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care at AdoptUSKids.org. You can't imagine the reward. Brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. Overcast skies this afternoon with scattered rain showers likely. High temperatures reach up to 38. Winds out of the west, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Overcast tonight, chance for scattered showers, lows around 29. 35 tomorrow, cloudy skies. 4 to 8 inches of snow tomorrow night through Thursday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS. Right now, 36.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
I wasn't even really sure where she was at.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. High temperatures reach up to 38 this afternoon under cloudy skies. West winds 10 to 15 miles an hour. Overcast skies again tonight. Lows dip down to about 31. High of 35 tomorrow, cloudy. Chance for mixed precipitation Thursday with highs in the mid-30s, cloudy Friday. 2 to 4 inches of snow tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 36 degrees.
The Shaw 101 FM, New Berlin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
Society, Dr. Martin Luther King, 1967, Connor.
And the greed and exploitation which create the sector of poverty in the midst of wealth, again we have deluded ourselves into believing the myth that capitalism grew and prospered out of the Protestant ethic of hard work and sacrifice. The fact is that capitalism was built on the exploitation and suffering of black slaves. And continues to thrive on the exploitation of the poor, both black and white, both here and abroad. If Negroes and poor whites do not participate in the free flow of wealth within our economy, they will forever be poor, giving their energy, their talents, and their limited funds to the consumer market, but reaping few benefits and services in return. The way to end poverty is to end the exploitation of the poor, ensure them a fair share of the government's services and the nation's resources. I proposed recently that a national agency be established to provide employment for everyone needing it. Nothing is more socially inexcusable than unemployment in this age. In the 30s, when the nation was bankrupt, it instituted such an agency, the WPA. In the present conditions of a nation glutted with resources, it is barbarous to condemn people desiring work to soul-sapping inactivity and poverty. And I am convinced that even this one massive act of concern would do more than all the state police and armies of the nation to quell riots and steal hatreds. And the tragedy is that our materialistic culture does not possess the statesmanship necessary to do it. Victor Hugo could have been thinking of 20th century America when he wrote, "There's always more misery among the lower classes than there is humanity in the higher classes." The time has come for America to face the inevitable choice between materialism and humanism. We must devote at least as much to our children's education and the health of the poor as we do to the care of our automobiles and the building of beautiful, impressive hotels. And we must also realize that the problems of racial injustice and economic injustice cannot be solved without a radical redistribution of political and economic power.
We've got to go to a break, but if you've never heard the speech, you can't really say that you have any idea who Dr. King was, because, again, he could just as easily be talking about today. The three evils of the society. Dr. Martin Luther King, 1967. We're almost done. But every time I hear it, I hear something new in it. And there's so much that our nation can learn. Gotta go to a break.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. What's your name, Gina Beauclair?
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss him. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
What's your mind, Andrew of Detroit?
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
You're listening to WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green.